This is your Morning Mayhem 101.9 High FM. Joining me in a studio, Guy Lieberman. Guy, very, very good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Howard. Good to be here.
It's very, very nice to have you. We're going to talk about medical cannabis.
Indeed.
That's a big thing at the moment, isn't it?
It's a big thing.
And it's a big thing in Israel.
It's a big thing in Israel. It's a big thing globally. Cannabis.
Yes.
It's flying, yeah.
Well, quite literally. Yes. The medical cannabis industry, just before we get, we're talking specifically about what is happening in Israel with, in this regard. Certainly, I've been following the story for a long time in terms of, the incredible work it does with regard to epilepsy. One of my kids are epileptic. So it's always been actually two of my kids, but it's actually been always been an interesting, product for me. What concerns me about it is, and maybe I'm wrong, I'd like you to give me some kind of a view on it, is I get the sense that it is, that the whole industry is developing parallel to the medical industry and not as closely with it as we would like to hope. In other words, are they going through the normal process of medical trials and things like that? Because a lot of the doctors that I've spoken to said yes, or I say yes, look, they are seeing results, but we don't really know quantities, we don't know long-term effects, we don't know A, B, C, or D, which already makes me nervous, and then I don't go near it, right, for my kids or whatever. But give me a sense of how this industry is developing.
Okay, well, there are two parallel programs. You've got to understand that before medical cannabis, which was born in the 60s with Professor Rafael Meshulam in Israel, you know, initiating that whole study on the medicinal properties of the plant. I mean, cannabis has been part of our diet and our health for millennia, right? So right now there's these two parallel programs where there's the sort of like real, rigid, and diligent medical analysis and breaking down the properties.
The traditional.
No, I'm talking about the actual medical exploration.
Yes. Okay.
Into the plant itself the properties. And then, of course, there are people that have been using the plant for the longest time, continue to. Mm. You call it recreation. Some people use it just to, you know, stay balanced. Right. But it's the same plant. And the one is a deep analysis and how to actually take out the molecular parts for specific purposes, medical purposes. And the other is just the ongoing use. So obviously these things run in parallel. So you've got the legal, right, that fits in with the system that's been approved and legislated.
Right.
And then you've got the normal use of the plant, which predates all of this.
Right. Okay, so that's the way historically that's how it looks from the bit of a distance.
Yeah.
But then over the last couple of years, there's been a lot of development in Israel with regard to lowering THC levels in the plant. In other words, and those are the properties that give people the high in order to give them the pure benefit of the plant versus the impact that it might have in other areas.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's divided. This was Meshulam's, you know, opus was that he discovered sort of like THC, which is the psychoactive component, and CBD, which is the part that has all the same healing properties,
benefits,
but it's not psychoactive. It doesn't get you high.
Right.
And there's more. There's CBD, there's CBN, there's CBG. All of these molecules are being unpacked and explored as we speak.
Right. What is strange to me is that, that this hasn't happened before. You know, we've got this. It's been around, as you say, for years and years and years. But it's really only the last, I would say, 15 to 20 years that it's really picked up in terms of serious discussion around it.
Absolutely. I think.
Why do you think that is?
Because the medical value has been proven in multiple cases, peer reviewed, very, you know, scientifically sound cases. And then, of course, there's the economic aspect to it. It's a massive new industry that has genuine, you know, medicinal value, and there's huge income.
Right.
It's going to come from the growers, through the distributors, you know, patients. So Canada is becoming a multi-billion-dollar industry. So it's a real thing.
Yeah, interesting. Because, you know, are you seeing a lot of resistance? to it? I mean, what is your role in this in the industry? Let's clarify. Let's go back that.
I attended the Canatech conference last week in Israel and in Tel Aviv, and a lot of folks asked me. You know, I'm friends with the Canatech conveners, and they folks they were asking me, well, you know, what am I doing there? And I just said, oh, I love marijuana. You know, so really, I'm exploring and I'm fascinated, along with many of my friends and colleagues, in this. And then, of course, a few weeks back, Telfed, this is how normal it's become. When Telfed in Israel, you know, commissioned me to write an article on South Africans who are playing in a big way in the medical cannabis ecosystem in Israel. So it's at that level, you know, when, you know,
it's become absolutely mainstream.
Certainly.
Yeah.
And about time, quite honestly.
So why has there been the resistance?
The resistance is because of the baggage it carries as this drug, you know, and if taken incorrectly, as many people do, copious amounts.
Well, I have to say that, and it's very important for me to say this, is, you know, when South Africa decriminalized the use of marijuana some months ago, we had in studio, two guys that run rehabilitation centers for drug abuse and, for narcotics and alcohol abuse. And they were, and the question that I posed to them was, you know, is cannabis a gateway drug? And they said, absolutely not. It's a drug. And their centers are filled with people that have a dependency on cannabis. And that they went further to say that it's actually one of the most difficult treatments, not because of the physical dependency, but because by the nature of it is that it takes away the drive, for people to actually even want to get off it and get to be rehabilitated. So they actually find that it is a very difficult addiction to cure. So that's important. At the same time, so you know, there's sugar addictions and alcohol addictions and an addiction to tranquilizers. But a tranquilizer used in the right context when it needs to be used is absolutely a wonderful God-given gift that we have on earth. So I just think it's important to balance these things and to see all of these things in context. And part of my concern about this is there has to be a shift, because as important as it's an incredibly important development in terms of the properties, I think, and what it can bring to the world and improve the world. But at the same time, it needs to be treated with respect.
Absolutely, I agree. And I think a lot of people that are, you know, addicts, have a propensity themselves, you know, that you say it's an addictive personality.
Right.
So if, you know, certainly if you're going to be taking a lot of marijuana, you know, too much in wrong context with your own nature being an addictive one, then it will have a negative impact for sure. Right. But if you look at the technology now, you know, one of the things I looked at in this article was a group called Psyche Medical, who are developing this highly sophisticated vape platform, which is regulated, and it's so
it's metered out. So that to me, right, maybe it's a personality thing that would make me comfortable.
Yes.
But somebody saying, you know, go and you know, smoke this or take that, or without any form of measurement and thing, to me would be very scary.
Yeah, you have the medical practitioners who are looking at the science, and you've got the cowboys who are enjoying the wild ride.
Right. 34519 or 0618951019. We are talking about the development of the growth, if you'll excuse that expression, of the medical marijuana field. Israel doing an incredible amount of work there. Looking at your SMSs, Ruth says, is it possible to podcast the debate last night? I didn't catch all of it. Ruth, I will check it. Go and have a look at the Chai FM website. I'm sure that at some point it will be a podcast. Clive says, anyone who has seen Israel Israelis park should not be surprised by Bereshit. That's funny. Clive, that is funny. Indeed. Yeah, and it wasn't the most elegant, and not the most elegant, parking, at all. All right. And in fact, we were chatting just before you came on air about the moon landing last night, because your name is on there somewhere.
Yes. I'm on a microchip, that's on the little rocket with about 1,000 others from the Schusterman Foundation. One of our cohort is Kfir Damiri, who was one of the leads on the whole Bereshit project. So he slapped us on there. And so my name and face is on a microchip.
That is incredible.
On the moon.
Absolutely incredible. Really, really
and
awesome.
And that has nothing to do with medical marijuana.
No, no, really not.
Yeah,
even
real.
As high as it went. All right. Time is 8:44. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem 101.9 High FM. This is a latest news, which I am a little bit, upset about. Brimstone to exit South Africa dairy deal on anti-Israel pressure. According to Bloomberg, the Brimstone Investment Corporation will exit a deal led by an Israeli company to buy South Africa's biggest dairy producer after protests by pro-Palestinian activist group. The investment holding firm is in advanced talks with a replacement shareholder that could see it exiting its entire shareholding in Milko SA. The entity said it was offered 4.8 billion rand deal to buy Clover Industries by the end of the year, it said in a statement on a Friday. Absolutely, absolutely devastating. The Central Bottling Company based in Tel Aviv is leading the transaction along, and its biggest shareholder, Milko, unit will buy Brimstone's interest on December 31st if it hasn't found an alternative investor. The ANC had close ties with a Palestinian Liberation Organization during the apartheid era, and Israeli interests are frequently the target of protests in South Africa. So there we go, South Africa. You get what you wish for. 4.8 billion rand now, no longer coming in to the country, and BDS, you can feel very, very proud that you have once again done damage to the people of South Africa. To say that you're a parasite is an insult to parasites, but really you feed on your hosts and you destroy where you live. Time is 8:46. Guy Lieberman here from Israel, and we are talking about the medical marijuana industry.
Yes.
All right. So where do you see this industry going in the next 5 years? How's it going to look?
Well, this is a total opinion. I'm no expert.
Mm. But if you are. You're sitting there as our expert.
Okay. Fine.
You're the best we've got right now.
Great.
Okay.
Happy to be here then. Look, like any burgeoning new industry, it feels like there's going to be a bubble just because it's such a crowded space.
Interesting.
So in that time, there's going to be folks that come forward, new companies, new initiatives, and some of them are going to be massively successful, as is already happening now, and some of them are going to drop off, as is normal. But I think that what's going to happen, and this is the hopeful side, is that the use of medical marijuana is going to become ubiquitous,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be helping humanity in a very meaningful way. So as far as I'm concerned, bring it on. Let's go through this process. Let's regulate where needs to be regulated. Let's take care of the other side of this, is the traditional growers who have 150 years of cash crop of growing some of the most wonderful high-grade marijuana in the world. And we have to keep our eyes out for them, because the medical marijuana field is becoming very corporate. So one of the things we need to be wary of are the traditional growers. But I think that as we progress, this is going to become a serious you know, multi-billion dollar industry.
And an important industry in the medical field.
Indeed.
Absolutely. That's where we leave it, Guy Lieberman. Thank you for taking the time. You can read his article, by the way, in this week's Jewish Report. There's an article. If this is a subject that interests you, go and have a look at the South African Jewish Report this week. Guy Lieberman has an article there, fascinating to read and to see how this industry is developing. It is 8:48. I'm Harold Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 High FM.